So imagine you're tasked with building the entire back-end infrastructure for like a sprawling smart hospital system.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a massive undertaking.
Right. You've got patient records, billing APIs, healthcare workflows, real-time scheduling. Normally, you are staring down the barrel of thousands of lines of C Sharp or Java.
Just endless database schema design.
Exactly. Weeks of configuring standard boilerplate just to get a basic development environment running.
Yeah, the literal definition of tedious.
But what if, instead of typing out every single syntax requirement, you just define the architecture, state the business logic, and sort of vibe the code into existence?
Vibe it into existence. I love that phrasing.
It's crazy, right? Welcome to today's deep dive. The era of the human typist coder might actually be dead, and today we're tearing into some really fascinating source material that you, our listener, sent in that kind of proves it.
Yeah, the stuff from Vibe Coding Masters.
Right. It's this organization, a subsidiary of Brawley Academy, and they're operating out of Hyderabad, India. And our mission today is to figure out exactly how this curriculum is training developers to treat AI not just as like a glorified search engine, but as the actual compiler for their intentions.
Which is a huge structural shift. Like, it's profound.
So before we get too deep, let's establish some ground rules. Think of an app like a restaurant. The front end, the app you tap on your phone, that's the dining room.
Nice, right? And the back end is the kitchen.
Yes, the kitchen. So what happens to this kitchen when we introduce this idea of vibe coding?
Well, normally, standard back-end systems, so handling the business logic, databases, user authentication, security protocols, all of that requires this massive cognitive overhead just to translate an idea into machine-readable syntax.
You're spending all your time figuring out how to chop the onions perfectly.
Exactly. What the source material defines as back-end vibe coding is essentially intent-driven development.
Intent-driven.
Yeah, it's AI-assisted server-side development that actively handles the code generation, the debugging loops, the testing frameworks. You aren't writing the code anymore.
You're just guiding the process.
Right, you're guiding a continuous algorithmic generation process. You're the head chef saying, "I need a soup, make it happen."
Which fundamentally changes the daily workflow, I mean, for anyone doing this. The documentation you shared with us explicitly says this drives faster development and significantly better productivity.
Because it pulls developers out of the trenches.
Right. The phrase they use that anchors their whole philosophy is that developers spend time solving business problems instead of writing boilerplate code.
Which, honestly, writing boilerplate is, it's like laying down the tracks before you can even drive the train.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
It's necessary, right? It's the basic plumbing. But it is so incredibly repetitive. Vibe coding basically puts a track laying machine right in front of your
You
locomotive.
just steer.
Yeah, you steer, decide where the train needs to go, and the AI stamps out the steel rails of the API endpoints right as you roll over them.
Okay, but, and I have to push back here, because this is the question everyone is screaming at their devices right now. If the AI is doing all the coding, do you even need to know how to program anymore?
Well, yeah, I mean, that friction between generating code and actually comprehending it is exactly what this curriculum is designed to address.
So you can't just be an idea guy.
No, not at all. The syllabus FAQ is very clear about this. You can't just walk in off the street, type a prompt into an AI, and magically deploy an enterprise backend.
Right, because when something breaks, you're toast.
Exactly. Basic programming knowledge is highly beneficial. Frankly, it's mandatory for complex systems. But what changes is the debugging paradigm.
How so?
Well, when a pipe bursts in your backend, you aren't digging through 10,000 lines of code looking for a missing semicolon.
Oh, thank God.
Right. Instead, you're debugging the architecture itself. You're auditing the state management, the data flow, the security logic.
So the AI takes away the initial intimidation of the syntax.
Yes, it makes it accessible for beginners, but the human is still totally responsible for the underlying logic. You still have to know that a specific endpoint needs a JSON web token for authentication, or, that a database needs specific indexing to not crash.
Okay, that makes sense. And let's look at how they actually teach that responsibility because the projects in this syllabus are, frankly, really aggressive.
They don't mess around.
No, they aren't having students build like generic weather apps, or a to-do list, they throw them straight into high-concurrency, complex state management systems.
Yeah, the management system section is wild.
Right, an AI-powered student management system, a smart hospital management system, and a massive learning management system, an LMS.
And that LMS is a perfect crucible for testing scalable architecture. Think about it. An enterprise LMS needs a backend supporting really complex relational data.
Like linking courses to modules.
Modules to assessments, assessments to user roles, cryptographic certificates. It's a web.
And if a university rolls that out, you might have, what, 10,000 students trying to pull an exam payload at the exact same millisecond?
Which is an absolute nightmare if your database schema isn't optimized. If your NoSQL structure is bloated or your SQL tables don't have proper indexing, the server just melts down.
Melts down completely. Well, but what's fascinating about using vibe coding here is how it lets a student immediately test scalability.
Yes, the rapid iteration.
Because normally you'd spend weeks just writing the mock data, right, and setting up the load balancing scripts manually.
Oh, yeah. It takes forever.
But with this, they can just tell the AI to generate a highly optimized schema populated with like a million rows of synthetic user data and just immediately run a stress test.
You get to see the architecture bend and break in real time.
It's incredible.
And that feedback loop is crucial, especially when they move into the heavily protected API services later in the course.
Right, like the hospital and student systems.
Exactly, because those rely on strictly gated data. A hospital backend operates under severe regulatory constraints.
HIPAA and all that.
Yeah. And the AI can act as this continuous security auditor, generating role-based access control templates that actually adhere to industry standards. And it does it so much faster than a junior developer could from memory.
But wait, it's one thing to have an AI hallucinate a quiz score in an LMS, right? It's an entirely different level of risk when we get to the commerce and finance section of this syllabus.
Oh, the e-commerce and expense tracking platforms.
Yeah. They're building an e-commerce backend handling inventory and payment integrations, plus an expense tracker with secure financial APIs. How on earth do you trust an AI to write payment integration code? A single logic error could zero out a user's bank account.
It sounds terrifying, I know, but the risk mitigation here relies on the deterministic nature of standard financial APIs.
What do you mean by deterministic?
Well, when you integrate with Stripe or PayPal, the security protocols and the payload structures are highly standardized. They don't change much.
Okay, so it's a known quantity.
Exactly. And LLMs excel at standardized implementation because they've been trained on millions of secure, compliant financial repositories.
Huh. So it might actually be safer.
In many ways, yes. It reduces human error. A tired human developer might accidentally leave an endpoint exposed. But the AI acts like a tireless pair programmer, constantly applying those watertight security patterns.
Which frees you up to worry about the edge cases.
Exactly. Like, what happens to the shopping cart if a network timeout occurs the exact second the payment clears?
Right, the actual tricky business logic.
Yeah.
So, building on that, the complexity takes this massive leap when we look at the final category. I like to call these the meta AI projects.
It's recursion layer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Project 5 is a job portal application with explicit job recommendations capabilities. And Project 8 is an AI chat application backend, real-time messaging, auth, AI integration.
It's fascinating.
They're using AI through vibe coding to construct the backend infrastructure that will host and serve other AI integrations to the end user.
That is the most revealing part of the whole syllabus. It proves AI is no longer just a peripheral tool to help you type. It's the core engine of modern applications.
Because a modern job portal can't just rely on keyword matching anymore, right?
No, keyword matching is totally obsolete. You need a semantic recommendation engine. You need an AI model that understands someone with data pipeline experience is actually perfect for a machine learning role, even if the resume keywords don't match exactly.
And building the backend for that is not easy. You can't just slap a basic REST API onto a Python script.
Definitely not. For the AI chat app, you need real-time bidirectional communication. You're dealing with WebSockets.
Persistent connections.
Right. Because when the integrated AI generates a response, it has to stream back to the user instantly. You can't have the client constantly pulling the server every 2 seconds.
That would just crush the server.
Exactly. So teaching students how to structure a Node.js or Python backend to handle those persistent WebSockets while pinging an external LLM provider that is advanced future-proof engineering.
And how they're executing this brings us to the tools. The source material lists a very intentional tech stack here.
The ingredients in the kitchen.
Right. We've got ASP.NET Core, Node.js, Python, Java Spring Boot for the core logic, SQL NoSQL for the databases. But crucially, it mandates Docker and cloud platforms.
Docker is the big one here.
I want to hover on Docker for a second because the way vibe coding interacts with containerization is wild.
Oh, it removes so much pain.
Right. Writing a Docker Compose file, getting your port mappings perfect, environment variables, making sure the app runs the exact same way on your laptop as it does on an AWS server, that is notoriously frustrating work.
It's purely configuration. It's boring and error-prone.
But with vibe coding, you aren't just generating the app logic, you're generating the infrastructure as code. You describe the dependencies, and the AI spins up the exact containerized environment you need.
It totally kills the old, well, it worked on my machine excuse.
Exactly. The developer's classic defense is gone.
But when you combine that rapid environment generation with the ability to instantly construct these APIs, the career outcomes they list become very logical.
Backend developer. Cloud engineer.
API developer, application architect, technical consultant. These are top-tier roles.
They really are.
And the industry is aggressively hunting for this exact hybrid profile. They don't want traditional engineers who refuse to use modern acceleration tools.
But they also don't want someone who just types prompts into ChatGPT without knowing what a database is.
Exactly. They want deep software engineering expertise combined with AI-enhanced workflows.
And I noticed something else in the notes you sent us, the location. It provides a massive clue about the state of the whole tech industry.
Dr. Atmarama states.
Yes. It's so easy to talk about this in the abstract, like vibe coding is just some theoretical debate on Reddit. But this course is operating out of Dr. Atmarama states near JNTU in Hyderabad, yeah.
And that geographical context is arguably the most vital piece of data we have here.
Because Hyderabad isn't just a random city.
It is a premier global epicenter for IT infrastructure. Massive swaths of the world's enterprise backend systems are maintained, upgraded, and built by engineering teams in that exact region.
Which tells me this isn't just an experimental Silicon Valley beta test anymore.
No, it's fully mainstream.
If an institution like Brawley Academy in Hyderabad is mass deploying a curriculum called Best Backend with Vibe Coding Project, it means the industry has accepted this as the new standard operating procedure.
They are actively retraining the engine room of global IT.
So if you're a student or a current IT professional right now, and the FAQ explicitly targets both, and you're still manually typing out your API boilerplates from memory, you're competing against a newly trained workforce that operates 10 times faster than you do.
The transition is effectively complete. The overarching goal of the course is to build modern applications faster while preparing for future tech demands.
Because companies won't pay for manual typing anymore.
No. Industry refuses to pay for manual boilerplate construction when an AI can generate it securely in seconds.
Wow. So synthesizing everything we've pulled from this curriculum today, what is the ultimate takeaway for you listening to this deep dive? Backend vibe coding isn't about letting AI do all the work. And it's not about the automation of the developer. It's about the elevation of the developer.
Elevation. I like that.
It strips away the manual labor of software construction, the syntax, the configs, the endless debugging of missing commas. It lets you step back, look at the whole system, and design highly secure, scaled solutions for complex environments like finance and healthcare.
You're translating business needs directly into architecture.
And using AI to execute that vision with unprecedented speed.
Which is a massive expansion of individual capability. I mean, a single developer can now architect and deploy systems that used to take an entire specialized team.
It's wild to think about.
It is. But, you know, this dramatic shift in leverage does leave us with a fascinating and maybe slightly unsettling trajectory to consider for the future.
Oh, I love a lingering, provocative question. What is the logical conclusion of all this?
Well, think about it. If AI continues to rapidly consume the foundational layers of our digital infrastructure, if these tools evolve beyond vibe coding to where they autonomously handle 99% of the syntax, the database indexing, the standard security architecture,
yeah.
What happens to the discipline of software engineering a decade from now?
Will the next generation of developers even know how to write a basic server connection from scratch?
Right, line by line. Or will vibe coding, literally just communicating our broad business intentions to a machine, become the only way we know how to interact with computers?
Wow.
When the invisible plumbing of our entire digital ecosystem is autonomously built and maintained by AI, Will human beings eventually forget how the pipes were connected in the first place?
That concept, losing the blueprint to our own digital world because we made it too easy to build, is exactly the kind of question that forces you to rethink everything about how we interact with technology.
It really does.
I hope it gives you something deeply fascinating to mull over. Thank you so much for sending in these notes. This curriculum gave us an incredible look at a technological revolution happening in real time, right at the ground level. Keep exploring those new frameworks. Keep sending us these phenomenal sources, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.